Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hello to you. I'm Todd Zwillick here in New York City, filling in for Celeste Headlee, who is on jury duty today. I'm joined by the real host of the show, aside from me, John Hockenberry, who is at KUOW Studios in Seattle. Good morning, John.
Good morning out here in the Pacific Northwest, where energy is changing communities on the ground here in the Pacific Northwest, as well as it is affecting fuel prices all over the world.
It is. And, John, the national price of a gallon of gas, $3.92. Much, much higher on the West Coast where you are, $4.17. Way higher out where you are. Well, President Obama spoke yesterday about what he called the market manipulation of oil prices, and why not? At $4.17 in Seattle on the West Coast, average price of a gallon of gas, and an election year, the president wants to give a big election year start to his agenda and a challenge to Congress.
I call on Congress to pass a package of measures to crack down on illegal activity and hold accountable those who manipulate the market for private gain at the expense of millions of working families.
Shifting blame away from the White House for the price of for the high price of gas, maybe, but let's get down to what the president actually wants to do. He called for more government oversight on the oil markets, including increased funding and staffing for the Commodities Future Trading Commission and increases in civil and criminal penalties for market manipulators. Well, Tom Kloza is chief oil analyst at the Oil Price Information Service. He's here to help us take a closer look at the president's speech and the proposals contained therein in this election year of high gas prices. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Thanks for joining us. Well, the president's speech in the Rose Garden called for a couple of things. More teeth for the Commodities Futures Trading Commission to crack down on speculators, manipulators, things like margin requirements. We'll get into some of the specifics in a minute since you're an expert on what goes into the price of oil. But what did you think of the speech itself?
I thought it was probably a prudent political speech, but I don't believe that it's anything that's going to result in any particular action this year, like much of what the president proposes. I think it's smart to probably couple the oil companies as well as the financial companies as adversaries of the president and perhaps friends of Governor Romney. But I don't think that I think that there's some wisdom, and there are certainly some things that need to be done, but we're not likely to see any significant changes this year. And I think to a great extent that high prices are a result of high population transition, a lot of people moving from lives of sustenance or poverty in developing nations to lives where they need fuel for transportation, agriculture, and industry.
Now, certainly you say that not a lot of action will be taken this year, and I get that. The Republican House of Representatives is not interested in passing an election year agenda on gas prices from the White House, especially one that seems to put pressure on Congress and maybe shift blame away from the White House. Let's listen to House Speaker John Boehner reacting to the president's speech yesterday on his call to crack down on oil companies and market speculators.
He's got agencies there. So instead of just another political gimmick, why doesn't he put his administration to work to get to the bottom of it?
Okay, that's the politics, Tom Kloza. But now the specifics, and I want to play Jay Carney for you here because we're going to get into the specifics of what the president has proposed and whether it would work. And Jay Carney, White House press secretary, faced some questions yesterday about whether the things that the White House wants to do, if Congress were to act on their behalf, whether that would actually lower the price of a gallon of oil and the corollary, of course, the price that we pay for a gallon of gas. And Jay Carney had a little bit of trouble with this. Listen to Carney.
There are so many things that go into setting the price of oil on a global on the markets when you have a commodity like oil, which is traded globally. So it is hard to know what the impact will be of the specific measures you take. And of course, in this case, Wendell, we obviously have to see what kind of action is taken specifically with regard to potential manipulation or potential speculation. So it would be pure speculation.
All right. Tom Cloza, Democrats love to take aim at speculators. Now, the White House says they want a six-fold increase in surveillance and enforcement staff at the Commodities Future Trading Commission, increase in spending on technology that provides better oversight since a lot of these trades are done electronically, increase margin requirements so it's harder to dump money into the price of oil and just, you know, reap profits off of trading paper and not actual barrels of oil. But you heard Jay Carney there. He was hard-pressed to say it would actually help.
He was hard-pressed, and I think one of the problems is that the paper oil markets, the futures, options, derivatives, have grown exponentially in the last 10 years. There's no question about that. But there are other elements that have driven the prices high, and I think he's probably hedging his bets because a lot of this, while reasonable, may not do anything to impede high oil prices. For example, there's no question that there's a lot of leverage in oil, that one can use relatively small amounts of money to leverage millions of dollars worth of positions in crude or gasoline. But I have trouble believing that there's any kind of significant amount of manipulation or collusion. This is really the manipulation, or it's the collusion of like thinking. It's the tendency of the crowd to follow a trend. And right now, and for the better part of the last few years, the crowd believes that parking money in oil futures is a very, very sound investment. And when enough of the crowd believes that, it props the price up quite high, not collusively, but certainly because of that investment money flowing in there.
Right. And that raises the question. So collusion is one thing and is already illegal. Distortion of the market through speculation is quite another. Can they help with distortion or should they?
Well, one might argue whether or not it's distortion. For example, the president has taken credit for the fact that oil production has moved up to its highest level in more than a decade during his administration. And just as I don't think he's to blame for high prices, I don't think he can take the credit for higher production. The higher production is there because of two items, improving technology and, number two, price. And that price has been delivered by these markets. Unfortunately, sometimes the markets get it dead wrong, just like they got AOL dead wrong or many of the tech stocks dead wrong. The difference here is that when the markets get it dead wrong and they're too enthusiastic, not collusively, but too enthusiastically embrace a particular commodity like oil, it's not like with the price of stock where the only victims are short sellers.
Yeah. Well,
with oil, the victims are people who live on the margins and can't make their
There's
bill.
That old saw, markets always know best. Tom Cloza of the Oil Price Information Service says, maybe not. Well, what about politicians? President Obama taking aim at Congress. He wants a crackdown on oil speculators. We'll see if he gets it. Tom, thank you.